Burger King wants people to feel less guilty about gobbling up its French fries. The world's number two hamburger chain launched a new crinkle-cut French fry that it says has about 20% fewer calories than its regular fries. New Yorkers who've had trans fats removed from their baked goods and cigarette smoke from their bars are used to such aggressive public health efforts. WNYC's Stephen Nesson checked in with customers to see if the new fries pass the taste test.
Fast food habits die hard. Just ask Canarsie resident Stella Taylor.
I'm not interested in if it's low fat or not. I think French fries are French fries, and I don't care about saving a calorie on a French fry.
She's not even going to try the new low-calorie, crinkle-cut fries known as Satis fries.
Most low-fat and diet stuff doesn't taste right to me, so I wouldn't even waste my money on it. And they cost too much, if you ask me.
And they do cost more. An extra 10 cents for a small, 20 cents for a large. So I check in with a more adventurous eater. At a franchise on Fifth Avenue, Malia Fry, no joke, she's the weight loss writer for About.com, is about to do her own taste comparison.
They taste about the same.
So will she recommend them?
The calorie count in the products is really not that different, and there's still a lot of calories in the Satis fries.
She's right. The small Satis fry has 270 calories. That's 50 calories less than the small order of the old French fries. But Fry is a health food writer after all. I need to talk to the diehard Fry fans. So I head over to 42nd Street at a bustling franchise two stories high near Port Authority. Running to catch a bus, Burger King fan Jacob Masonide has a mouthful of the new crinkle-cut fries and fingers covered in ketchup. He gives me a quick review.
Only boy, really high.
He swallows and repeats that.
It's very good?
Yeah, they're good.
He says it's even better than McDonald's fries.
I like this better because I don't know why it's too greasy.
That's good news for Marion Nessel. She's a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at NYU.
If we're going to change the food supply, these are the kinds of changes that have to take place.
She says fast food companies are not social service agencies. They're in the business of selling food. But if they can reduce calories without compromising flavor, it could become a trend. But she remains skeptical. Burger King is the creator of a three-patty calorie packer known as the Triple Whopper, cramming in 1,020 calories. The only thing left to do is test the fries myself.
All right. Got my French fries. Let's see how they taste. Definitely a little bit drier than a regular French fry.
I'm no expert, but I like a greasier French fry.
Still salty.
For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.